This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But first, you think that the Arrowhead advantage is gone with the Chiefs?
Yeah, they lost back-to-back games at Arrowhead for the first time since 2013. The one game they've won at home this year was against Baltimore, and that wasn't very convincing. And they've lost four out of their last seven at the crib. It's not even an opinion seed out at this point. It's a fact that the Arrowhead advantage, while it is an unbelievable atmosphere and the tailgate is worth it, to me, it's a bucket list place to go. Teams don't fear coming to Arrowhead Stadium the same way that us as fans sometimes make it out to be, and I think we've seen that this season. And I was wrong. I'll admit it. I was wrong. I thought that as the games got closer this season, because Kansas City handled Jacksonville and had their way against Oakland, but since then, it hasn't been smooth sailing. Baltimore kept it close. Detroit kept it even closer. And then back-to-back losses. I said that I didn't think Chiefs were kind of starting to have a blueprint. Opposing teams are starting to figure out the Chiefs. After seeing the last couple of weeks, they sure as hell are. And one thing they're not concerned about is coming here to Arrowhead.
I got an honest question here. I'm not trying to be flippant. What is the Arrowhead advantage? Because last time I checked, the guy in 327, he ain't out there making any tackles. Last time I checked, the guy in the club level, he's not the one committing defensive holding. He's not the one racking up over 100 penalty yards.
Are you suggesting that where a game is played shouldn't mean anything?
I'm just asking, what is the Arrowhead advantage? Because defense translates. Running the ball translates. Man, the Chiefs will be losing these games anywhere, what's happening. Like, it's not a home field advantage thing. If your offense is only going to have the ball for less than 90 seconds in the fourth quarter, I just don't know what the crowd is supposed to do or how the Arrowhead quote-unquote advantage is supposed to help you. I'm trying to figure out what it is.
Well, then what are we doing here? Like, what the hell are we doing here? The reason that you play is to get a bye and have home field advantage throughout the playoffs the same way they did last year. If we're talking about Arrowhead not being an advantage because there's numbers I just gave you where they've lost four out of the last seven games, then what the hell? Let this team go 9-7, win the division, take a road path like Pittsburgh did and the Giants did one time, and let's win the Super Bowl that way. I just think it's a whole lot easier, and for some reason, the Arrowhead advantage is not nearly as big as it should be.
100%. No one would deny that you much rather play these games at home or on the road. But, man, some things just translate. They had the AFC Championship game at home. The better coach, the more disciplined team, the team that ran the football more effectively, and the team that could convert on third down won the football game. That just translates. Like, the Patriots' model for success, it's a very simple one. They just do the little things much better than you do the little things. I ask this honestly. What do the Chiefs do really well? We watched six games of the Kansas City Chiefs, every single snap. What would you say the Chiefs do really well?
Like, give up rushing yards?
I would say, like, what can they depend on? I'm saying it's 3rd and 12. You got to make a play. What do you think the Chiefs can rely on? Because other than your quarterback making some otherworldly kind of throw or some sports center kind of throw or something that makes you go, wow, they don't do any of the little things that win football games consistently at a high enough level. They don't tackle well. They don't cover well. They don't stop the run well. They don't do any of the little things. So that's not on Arrowhead. That's not where the game is played. This team, they'd be losing these games at home, on the road, or on the moon because they just don't consistently do things that win football games at a high level.
Well, don't get it twisted, bro. The reason the Chiefs were 12-4 and had home field advantage last year was exactly what you just said. Pat was all-worldly. He was Superman. He was way better than any of us, including himself, ever could have imagined. This year, he hasn't been that guy. He's been really good. I think he's still on the short list for the MVP talk. But at some point, you're going to meet your match. When you don't have Tyreek Hill, when you don't have Sammy Watkins, when you don't have your left tackle, when without Damian Williams, when you don't have Chris Jones, when Frank Clark is underperforming, when the rookies haven't performed like we thought they were going to, when the head coach is making mistakes, when you can't stop the run, when you can't run the football, you can't ask this guy to do absolutely everything. And that's what we did last year. And now that he is only really, really good and not perfect or great, it's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe we're humans and we bleed.
I'm not even talking about the Patrick Mahomes. Last year, they did something else well. How many sacks do you think last year's team would have got against Houston?
At least a couple.
How many sacks do you think they would have got last year, BK, against them?
2 to 3, 2.5, 3, something like that.
That probably wins the football game. There was a stat last year. I wish I had it in front of me. drives in which a sack happened, that team got off the field like 65% of the time.
Well, there's a guy that did have a couple of sacks yesterday, officially a sack and a half, and his name is D. Ford. And then there's a guy that didn't have one. His name is Frank Clark. So if you want to talk about just one move or just one play, maybe if they don't make that move this offseason, the Chiefs win that game yesterday.
And another point is, you were talking about the Arrowhead advantage. When is typically the loudest that the crowd gets throughout the course of the game? It'd be third down, right?
Mm-hmm.
How can you get loud on third down if the other team never gets the third down?
That's a good point.
The last drive in which Houston scored a touchdown, I believe it was 12 plays, 90 yards. Maybe I got my numbers off just a little bit. You want to know how many third downs his defense forced? Zero. They did not force a single third down on the Texans' final drive. So I hear what you're saying about the Arrowhead advantage. I know the stat. The Chiefs are 3-4 in their last seven games at home. Man, that's on a team. Think about how the losses have been at home. The last four losses we've seen. Thursday night football against the Chargers. The two-point conversion, the blown play. Remember, they went down the field. Remember, Los Angeles had that fourth down conversion they got at the two-point conversion where the two guys on the Chiefs ran into each other like it was a cartoon. Mike Williams is wide open. The AFC Championship game gave up four straight third and long conversions. The game against the Indianapolis Colts, the offense scored 13 points, couldn't get off the field. And yesterday, that ain't got nothing to do with the Arrowhead advantage. That's got everything to do with the Chiefs not coming out and executing.
Well, here's the difference. All those other games that you just gave us, the last three losses before this one at Arrowhead, I thought the Chiefs were going to win. And maybe I'm just wearing my red shades and they're always thick. But maybe that's the problem because the Chiefs were in that game versus the Chargers, could have and should have won it. They took the Patriots to overtime. This game yesterday was the first time, really, maybe in Patrick Mahomes' career, if I really think about it, that after a quarter or certainly at halftime, I thought the Chiefs were going to lose the game.
Only other game I'd probably put in that category is Seattle last year. I didn't think they were going to win that Seattle game on Sunday
That's
Night
fair.
Football. At Seattle, I just didn't think they matched up really well against Seattle. It was on the road Sunday Night Football. Seattle needed that game. That was part of it. I will say this, though, if we're talking about advantage. The biggest advantage that the Chiefs have, aside from quarterback and aside from coach, and the coaching advantage has not been very big, it's been their dominance in the division. This team, at least with Andy Reid, they rarely lose divisional games. This is one of those games, and I know we'll talk about it more as we get closer. This is a different week because the game's on Thursday. I don't care how you do it. I don't care if they win 3-0. I don't care if they win 60-59. You got to find a way to scratch and claw and stop the bleeding, go into your mini bye at 5-2, and prepare for the biggest test that you've had so far this season. The biggest advantage that they have is their dominance over the Chargers, their dominance over the Broncos, and their dominance over the other team, the Raiders. You got to find a way. I don't care how you do it. You got to find a way to win on Thursday night.
And Denver's feeling really good about themselves. Back-to-back wins. They're at home. They're going to have the big stage. Oh, and by the way, they're coming off of a shutout. So Denver's feeling good about themselves. The Chiefs aren't. The line's only 3.5. Like, if I would have said a month ago, what's the Chiefs-Broncos line going to be? You would have said double digits. You would have started at 10, maybe said 11, 12, something like that. Here we are, and it's a 3.5-point line. Don't look now. If the Chiefs lose, the team you couldn't remember their name, the Raiders will be in first, the Chiefs will be in second, and the Broncos will be right in their rearview mirror. Damn, how quickly things change in the NFL.
A lot of people want to talk about the end of the first half sequence with the Patrick Mahomes fumble and the Juan Thornhill interception. Let's talk about that because I'm actually on Andy Reid's side here. And we'll give you a chance to win $1,000 on our national cash contest. That's coming up. It's The Drive.
The Drive. Weekdays 2 to 6.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.